650, 1320 WILS. Well, it's President's Day. One of our greatest presidents is Abraham Lincoln. But one of the things that really shattered his heart and his world was the death of his son, Willie Lincoln. Officially, it's said that he died from typhoid fever. My next guest says, maybe not. Bert Solomon with us, a historian, journalist, Washington insider. His brand new novel, The Murder of Willie Lincoln. Bert, great to have you on WILS.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
So he was what? How old was his son when he died?
11 years old.
Okay. Now, what did that do to President Lincoln?
Destroyed him. It actually did not really affect how he was as president, but both for Abraham and his wife, it was just a devastating loss. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were very close to this child.
He was what?
He was a kid that was most like Lincoln, you know, inside. So it must have been a horrible thing.
What makes you question that it was typhoid fever that actually killed him?
Well, this is fiction. So what happened is I was staring at a blank computer screen one morning writing nonfiction, and an idea popped into my head, a murder mystery in the Lincoln White House. I love murder mysteries. I love Lincoln. I figured this would be great to read, so I better write it. So I started to, since I'm a nonfiction guy, basically, I started to read to try to find a real death. Mm-hmm. And then ran into, the death of his son, and then kind of went on from there. I changed that one fact from typhoid fever to a poisoning, but kept everything else the same.
Interesting. And in your book, then, who's behind the poisoning of a son?
Well, I'm not sure I'm going to tell you.
Okay. But now, if that were to have happened, really, if the president's son had been murdered, what do you think would have, and let's say the Confederates were somehow behind that, what would that have done?
Well, a lot of the investigation has to do with a whole network of secret secessionists, both in the White House and around the government. In fact, there was a special congressional committee, not unlike the House Un-American Activities Committee of a few decades ago, that was the House Select Committee on the Loyalty of Government Clerks. And they found all sorts of people in the White House and nearby it that were basically not in favor of the Union, that said, nice things about Jefferson Davis and bad things about the Union and the Union troops. And so that plays very heavily into the plot line that I've created.
Did they have an effect on the way the war was going, these people?
I think in certain ways, yes, but really not overall, because Lincoln was really in charge, and he was certainly not a secret secessionist. His wife might have been, because she had, three half-brothers or step-brothers who were in the Confederate Army. Mm-hmm. But he really was, you say he's one of the greatest presidents. In my mind, he's the greatest, and because he really always tried to do the right thing, and he was willing to change tactics or even strategy if he needed to, but he really had a very firm endpoint in mind, and he had enough integrity to follow it.
Now, what was the state of the war when his son passed away?
It looked pretty bad for the Union. They had lost most of the battles on all of the major battles theretofore. In the course of this story, they finally win their first two battles under U.S. Grant in Tennessee. Mm-hmm. So there were some indications that the war was turning around. But they had really thought originally that it was going to be a very quick war. I mean, the Southerners thought that and the Northerners thought that. And it's around this time when it's becoming terribly clear that this war was going to last for a long time.
So wait, both sides thought they were going to win quickly? Was that it?
Yes, both sides thought they were going to win quickly. They hadn't, easily gone with the wind, right? Mm-hmm. The South said they're just going to destroy these Yankees really quickly because they were just better soldiers. And the Union thought that they had, right on their side and numbers, both the numbers of troops and industrial production. And so both of them thought that they could, do in the other side very quickly. And at this point, it had been going for not quite a year, about 10 months.
So
it wasn't going to be over fast.
And when Willie Lincoln dies, is there a point where Lincoln is thinking, well, maybe I should just allow the secession?
No. No.
I mean, he never crossed his mind.
He never crossed that his mind, because to him, the unification of the Union, I mean, the preservation of the Union was more important than anything, and at this point, certainly more important than the abolition of slavery. Whatever was required, as he wrote to Horace Greeley at one point, that if he could, you know, end, if he could win the war by ending slavery, he would do it. If he could win the war by preserving slavery, he would do that too.
Okay, so win the war by preserving slavery too?
He would do anything. He would take any tactic required in order to win the war, and that was the paramount goal of his.
Okay, so you're saying that he would have allowed the South to keep slavery if that's what it came to in the end?
Yes, that's what he said. That's what he said. That's what he would do.
And what do you think of that?
Well, it's hard to know. It's hard to put ourselves as to, you know, what the decision making was then. The world would have been a lot different. A lot fewer people would have been killed. You know, at some point, slavery would have stopped anyway. I think the latest that there was slavery in the Western Hemisphere was in Brazil in the 1880s. Mm-hmm. So presumably, at some point, that would have ended.
Now, did you think Lincoln was in some any way aware of that, that it was going to come to an end anyway? And maybe it's
Hard to know. Yeah. Really hard to know. I mean, they were very focused on the spread of slavery. Yeah. And so he was very much trying to end that spread. And I think the feeling was that eventually it would kind of sort of die itself out. But no, I think, one, he wanted the Union preserved above all.
Bert Solomon with us. The brand new book is The Murder of Willie Lincoln. That is a novel. How long did it take Willie Lincoln to die? Do you know how long he was sick and so on?
About 2 weeks. He got sick on February 4th, 1862, and he died on the 20th of February, 1862.
Is that like the worst thing that happened in Lincoln's life?
Yes.
The worst.
I mean, they had lost another son earlier named Eddie, who died before the Lincolns came to Washington. But so it's hard to compare, you know, how do you compare losing two sons? The third son, Tad, died, but after Lincoln himself was killed.
Yeah, it seems like just such a painful life for this president, huh?
It was a very painful life. And it's amazing that he sort of kept, you know, focus and did what he did.
In your book, The Murder of Willie Lincoln, how is he murdered?
By poisoning.
By poisoning, right? And that happens, what's the context of that happening?
Well, there was a drug called calomel, which is a very common drug used for all sorts of things that had mercury in it. And actually, I think that was, you know, reasonably effective if used properly. And so in my book, he is given an overdose of calomel all throughout these 2 weeks, as is Tad. But Tad, being the, you know, prankish kid who was like reared by wolves, he would spit it out. And Willie, being basically a good kid, would swallow it. Mm. So he died and Tad did not.
Now, yeah, I'm wondering, at that time, we know, of course, he was assassinated, but how was President Lincoln not himself or his family attacked this way in reality?
He actually was, you know, there were plots against him that never came off. John Wilkes Booth had an earlier plot in order to kidnap Lincoln. And he actually didn't take many precautions, because he just figured, you know, fate is fate. And so he would go out every afternoon in a carriage, sometimes with his wife and sometimes with William Seward, the Secretary of State.
Amazing.
And he would kind of wander around Washington. Mm-hmm. And so he really did not keep himself hidden and had nothing like the security that we have now. No president had ever been killed before.
Mm-hmm.
And so he basically believed, you know, what will happen will happen.
Do you think part of him wanted to go in some way?
No, I don't. Yeah. But I think part of him was willing. And he gave this very moving speech when he left Springfield, Illinois, basically saying, I don't know if I will ever return here alive. And it was, you know, a fairly prescient speech. So I think he had no, he was not assuming that he was going to make it through.
Bert Solomon, the book is The Murder of Willie Lincoln, a novel. Bert has done many books, nonfiction books. This is a story that will really take you back in time and just a fascinating read, The Murder of Willie Lincoln. Bert Solomon here on WILS. Bert, thank you very much.
Thanks very much for having me. I appreciate it.
That is it for us on this Monday. We're back tomorrow at 6 p.m. Good night.